From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. Federal investigators are in Lexington, Kentucky today, combing through the wreckage of a deadly plane crash. 49 people were killed when a Comair commuter jet headed for Atlanta crashed within a mile of the runway just after takeoff this morning. One person survived and is reported in critical condition. Joining us from Bluegrass Airport in Lexington is reporter Rick Howlett with member station WFPL. Rick, what have you been able to find out?
Well, very little, Debbie, about the actual cause of the crash. It happened shortly after 6 o'clock this morning. Weather conditions appeared to be normal, normal Kentucky weather conditions for this time of the year. There's a lot of speculation at this point about the plane possibly taking off from a runway that was too short for this sized aircraft. However, officials, investigators, and Comair officials will not say at this point that that is a possibility. There's a long runway and a short runway at the Bluegrass Airport, and they are not at this point even saying which runway was being used. One thing I can tell you is officials have all but eliminated terrorism as a possibility of this crash. They say there are no signs that this was any type of a terrorist activity and appears to be an accident.
What can you tell us about the type of plane that this was?
This was considered a workhorse for the regional and the commuter jet industry, Bombardier CRJ 200, been in service since 2001. No mechanical problems since it came into service. It was just had a checkup yesterday, and again, no problems with this particular aircraft.
What can you tell us about the one survivor?
The survivor is the first officer. His name is James Palenke, and he has been with Comair since March of 2002. Mr. Palenke was pulled from the wreckage by two Lexington firefighters and a Lexington police officer. That the police officer slightly injured in the rescue effort. As far as his condition, at last word, he was in critical condition at the University of Kentucky Medical Center, where he was undergoing surgery earlier today.
What about the crew and passengers who died in the crash? Any information on them?
The flight manifest has not been released yet by Comair. There was a wire service report a little earlier that a former University of Kentucky baseball player and had just gotten married yesterday, and he and his new wife had embarked on their honeymoon on this flight. But as far as the other passengers, that's all we know at this point.
What's the scene there at the airport?
Oh, very solemn. Actually, the victims' families are being brought to a nearby hotel called the Campbell House. The coroner, Gary Ginn, here in Fayette County, says it will take about 3 days to recover all the bodies from the wreckage. And again, the wreckage just a mile west of the airport.
Reporter Rick Howlett is with member station WFPL. Thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome, Debbie.